About 80% of the inmates in Madison County's jail are there for drug-related crimes. Judge Executive Reagan Taylor says the county's jail is overcrowded and building a new one would cost about $50 million. He says a new jail would need to have 800 beds and it would probably be full or overcrowded in about 10 years. Taylor says he didn't want to use taxpayer dollars to build a new jail without looking at what they could do to reduce recidivism.
It didn't take long looking at our statistics that we really didn't have a jail problem, that we had a drug problem.
Taylor says Madison County hopes to combat this addiction crisis by building a new substance abuse treatment center. He says the facility will be funded by a public-private partnership, or P3. The partnership allows Madison County to work with a private organization for rehabilitation services and construction, while also providing some funding at the local level. Taylor says many people who start rehab are able to go through the medical detox, but often can't finish the full program because they don't have the money or insurance to pay for it. He adds they don't get the life skills, job training, education, or peer support to help them cope with the stresses of life and prevent relapse. Taylor wants those services offered to current inmates. He says the program might also be available as an alternative to serving jail time. He adds simply arresting people with a substance abuse problem isn't working.
We've got to spend money one way or the other. So do we want to spend money to where we just have to continue spending money and kicking the can down the road, or do we want to spend money to where we have a solution?
Taylor says Madison County will see a return on its investment once former addicts get back into the workforce and become taxpaying citizens. The treatment center is still in the planning phase and has not settled on a location or size. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Becca Schimmel.